So here are three active mortifications which we choose.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is day three of this Lenten series. It is Friday after Ash Wednesday.
And it's good to see you. We continue offering our reflections on Father Fernandez's book, In Conversation with God, sharing with you what stood out to us and why. And Janelle, you get to go first.
Sure. We need penance for our life as Christians in order to make reparation for so many sins of our own and of others. Avoiding penance would mean at the same time avoiding holiness. And okay, I just feel like every saint story that I've ever read, you know, we've just recently finished, we're reading Saint Birgitta right now, but we're doing Saint Therese as well, Saint Bernadette, all of these beautiful saints, they were very familiar with doing acts of penance, doing things joyfully, receiving everything from the hand of God, knowing that this was for their good and their growth and holiness. And I feel like I have a long ways to go.
So do you want to be a saint? Do you want to be holy? I mean, that's a serious question. Is do you want that for your life? We really believe that holiness leaves clues. So you look at the holy men and women who have gone before us and say, well, what did they do in their life that caused them to grow in great union with Jesus? Mm-hmm. And then ask ourselves the question, well, can we apply some of their disciplines to our own life? Now, sometimes you can because of their state of life. They're religious. We're not. But some of them you can. Like penance and sacrificing and fasting.
You are afraid of penance? Of penance which will help you to obtain life everlasting? And yet, in order to preserve this poor present life, don't you see how men will submit to all the cruel torture of a surgical operation?
Does that not resonate with you? Think about all the things that we do in this life just to preserve our life, which is temporary. Mm-hmm. The sufferings that we impose upon ourselves for the sake of being healthy, for example. Think about what we've done in the last 2 years as a globe. just trying to preserve our life and not get sick. Think about the surgeries that people undergo to get rid of cancer within their body. I'm not saying that's wrong, but think, your person's willing to do something terrible, hard to their body so that they can live a little longer. Or other things that we do, like hip replacement surgeries, you know, cut open the body, get that hip put in. We're willing to do that, to get a tooth pulled up because it's hurting. All of these things for the sake of the promise of being free of pain. Again, nothing wrong with that. But we're willing to do that for a temporary satisfaction. How much more we should be willing to do for our eternal reward?
I have a thought about that.
Okay.
I think often we remove ourselves from thinking about heaven and of eternity, and all we think about and focus on is this life alone. And so that's why it's so important to take time out every single day in order to pray, to connect ourselves with God, because He will constantly remind us that our lives are temporary, that we are not made for this world, but for the next.
Oh, man, it's so easy to get distracted, especially when you start getting on these things. You know, what's happening in the Ukraine? What's happening in the political system? What's happening with the freedom convoys here in Canada? Like, it's so easy to get caught up with the temporariness of this life. And again, we have to be responsible, right? But hey, everything that's happened in the last 2 years, everything that's going to happen in the next little bit, whatever it might be, will be a simple footnote of history compared to heaven.
If you subject yourself to this daily worship of God, I can assure you that you will always be happy. So what Father Fernandez is speaking about is the importance of having a daily prayer time. And that doesn't just mean like some random, like, oh, I'll just pray when I'm like doing this or that or the other thing. Because, you know, sometimes this or that or the other thing happens and we forget, or we're just not in the habit of it. But he really talks about how important it is to have a fixed prayer time.
Question. Do you have a fixed prayer time? Share with us in the comments below when and where it is. So here are three active mortifications which we choose.
Mortification of the imagination, avoiding that interior monologue in which fantasy runs wild, by trying to turn it into a dialogue with God, present in our soul in grace.
So sometimes our imaginations go wild. Some of us have more of an active imagination than others. Mine is pretty active. And so here's my struggle, or maybe you can relate with this. Do you make yourself the hero of your own story? You have the solution for the problem. I have the solution for the problem. These are the words that are necessary to say in this situation. And this is something that maybe we might struggle with. Anyways, when that happens, it's a blessing to have an active imagination. What we have to do is just invite Jesus into that. Put him in there. And all of a sudden, how we use our imagination starts changing. And we realize, oh, he is Lord. He is the hero of the situation. He is the savior of what's going on in my mind, not me.
Yeah. Mortification of the memory, avoiding useless recollections which make us waste time and which lead us into more serious temptation.
So with our memory, sometimes we recall, I think, kind of two different things. Number one, I like to call them the good old days. So those things that have happened in the past that we just love. But what is unhealthy is we just obsess about them so much to the point that maybe we start trying to recreate them in the present. We have to remember that yesterday's blessing is not good enough for today. For today, God desires to do something new in our life. The other thing is sometimes we're not reliving the good old days, we're reliving the bad old days. So we get caught up in anger and resentments. And they actually rob us of the peace that God wants us to experience in the present moment.
Mortification of the intelligence, so as to put it squarely to the business of concentrating on our duty at this moment, and also on many occasions of surrendering our own judgment, so as to live humility and charity with others in a better way.
If only we could do this, we would become a saint. Focused attention in the present moment, living for Jesus. Ah, so often we get distracted by this. But this is the way of holiness, mortifying the intellect by drawing it to the now and the here and doing the duty with love for Jesus. That's a challenge. Easy to say, hard to do.
But not impossible.
Thanks for the encouragement. So friends, we're going to close up here, but we have to remember it's Friday. You have an additional thought.
Yes, so as Catholics, we do not eat meat on Fridays during Lent. So just a reminder.
And a great spiritual discipline is to pray the Stations of the Cross. You can find the Stations of the Cross at the end of this video, also in the description. Please pray the Rosary with us right up there. And the next time we're going to do a video is...
Monday.
We'll see you then.